It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife. Now, coming up this Saturday, June 6th, it is Free Fishing Day. It's the one day that a lot of people like to get out, you know, and this is one of those things where if you've let your fishing license lap and you want to go fishing, Saturday is going to be the day to do it. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, sir. Now, let's talk about Free Fishing Day. It, as I said, it's the one day that you don't need a fishing license to go fishing anywhere, correct?
That is correct.
So all of the, even the ponds in this area, like Gelati's and the one out to the fairgrounds, the one out in Wellington, it's free game and it's free fishing.
That's right. We don't need a, no one needs a license right now for Saturday only. You can take your kids out. If you haven't had a chance to renew your fishing license, you can get out and enjoy the day. It's really just the time for us to appreciate and enjoy summer.
And the other thing that is really important that people need to understand is even though you don't need a license, you still need to stop and get that fishing proclamation, don't you?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Just because it's free fishing day doesn't mean you can catch and keep as many fish as you want. You still have to adhere to limits. You still have to adhere to different regulations according to each body of water. And also, if it's free fishing and you're going to a state park, you're still going to have to pay to get into the state park.
Right. That's another good point, too. So if you were to go to, like, Schofield and go fishing inside the state park boundaries there, you still have to pay if you go in on the campground side or something like that, correct?
That is right.
Okay, so it is free. It's free to fish, but you still have to pay entry fees in some places.
Yes.
Okay. Now, where is we've talked about this in the past. Where is the best place to go and find and get a free a fishing proclamation?
The best place to go is online. Actually, you can just click on the Utah Division of Wildlife website. That's wildlife.utah.gov. And you can pull up our fishing page there. There's a tab, and it talks about all of the fishing regulations. It also has latest fishing reports for all of the bodies of water in Emory and Carbon County. You can look around, see what's happening where, and decide which place you want to go fishing this weekend.
And the one thing about that fishing map is it's really, really user-friendly. It kind of tells you where the fishing's good. It's got the key there where it tells you that people have had really good luck here, maybe not so much luck there. But it's really user-friendly to get on there and look at that fishing map.
It is, and we actually fill that out every couple of weeks whenever we get fisher folks reporting what their success or failures were. You can just call in at the division office in Price and you can tell us how your fishing experience was, and we'll update the fishing forecast according to what you tell us.
There you go. Now it's time to answer the really good questions, all right? Where is good fishing at right now?
Well, in Carbon County, Schofield is doing great. Most of the bodies of waters that we have in both Emory and Carbon County will have been stocked by Saturday. Schofield's doing really well. Huntington is also doing well. Our community ponds have been stocked, so that'd be Gelati, Night Ideal, the pond out at the fairgrounds. Fishing's great to take your kids there just in the morning before it gets hot, if that's what you're interested in. You can also head up to Joe's or down into Farron. You can hit up any of the bodies of water down there. We've been getting a lot of good reports, actually, coming out of Emory, so...
And everything is free and clear of ice, and you're good to go, and the roads are great, and you're ready, right?
That's right. Some of the, if you're really adventurous and you're thinking about taking a hike or a side-by-side up into the mountains, some of those roads and some of those high alpine lakes have not yet been checked, and they haven't been stocked yet. So, you know, take that into caution if you're heading out there.
Okay, and you did say, I mean, we've talked about it before, you did say electric's good to go?
Yep, electric should be all set. We were just waiting for some of the snow to melt off the boat ramp, but that should be all clear now.
And it's just free fishing day. Go out, have fun. But, you know, once again, the most important thing is take a proclamation with you so you know what you can keep and what you need to put back. And where's the best place to get that proclamation?
Again, the best place is online at wildlife.utah.gov. If you have any questions, again, you can just call the division office here in Price.
And I was going to say, too, another thing about the website. That is a great website because you can go on, you can renew your fishing license. Your fishing license, you can keep it on your phone with you. It's a great website for people if you like to get out and fish and know what you're doing. It's a great time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Aaron, thanks for joining us today. Be safe out there. Have fun, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife. We're speaking about Free Fishing Day that's coming up this Saturday, June 6th. Now, for more information on interviews like this, make sure you check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.